The federal seat of Melbourne, covering the city's trendy inner suburbs such as Fitzroy, North Melbourne and Richmond, was held by the Australian Labor Party for over 100 years until it was won by the Greens in 2010. Since then, it's continued to drift further and further left, with Greens leader Adam Bandt winning the seat with a two-party preferred margin of 72% in the last election. So what's life like in Melbourne these days? Evan Wallace has more.
Inner Melbourne has been home for the best part of my adult life. Over that time, it's become a city of many contradictions. On the one hand, it's incredibly left-wing, pushing the boundaries of debate and discussion. And on the other, it's become increasingly inaccessible, with median house prices approaching $2 million and rent surging across the inner city. All of these dynamics play out in the electorate of Melbourne, which it encompasses, with inequality and climate change at the heart of issues that people would like to see debated at this year's election, such as documentary maker Phoebe.
The big things, you know, climate change and people and humanity and the things that are really affecting people. You know, issues that really affect people, inequality, homelessness. You know, a lot of the pandemic's highlighted a lot of inequality in the way people are living. And I think, you know, that covers sort of a broad range of issues and they need to be addressed.
Inequality was also a major issue for school teacher Saskia.
Looking at income inequality, and I think that's definitely something that has been exacerbated by the pandemic and is definitely one of the sort of wider problems I think that is plaguing society in terms of like things like job seeker and, you know, social support programs, things like Medicare funding. Environmental action would probably also play into that. But yeah, it's hard with the limited options between what the party's really offering in terms of policies on those issues.
Why for you, if you want to flesh it out a bit more, is that such an important topic?
The financial position that people find themselves in is deeply linked to their quality of life and, you know, it overlaps with so many other sort of types of disadvantage. And I think it's an increasing issue and something that government policy can really impact. But as you know, we've seen over the past few decades, instead, the government's sort of gone the other way and income inequality is rising. And I think we need to really consider what role the government is playing in our society, if not helping to support those most vulnerable.
For Physio Nathan, he really wanted to see more action on climate change.
They seem to be more frequent hectic natural disasters that are occurring across the world, and like, obviously, I'm only in my mid-30s. Like, I hope to be on this planet for a lot longer, and it's just a bit worrying if it's going to, you know, keep happening like this and potentially get worse.
And finally, I met Bridget, Leah and Mia. They're all Year 12 students, and this will be the first election where they get to vote. All three were deeply concerned about the state of the environment.
What issues would you really like to see debated and fleshed out at the 2022 federal election?
I think just, like, sustainability and just, like, be more friendly to the environment and stuff like that. I think that's really kind of impact on the environment's been quite large, so I think we've got to change that, definitely.
For so many people, that's their number one issue. Why is it your number one issue?
Well, I just think that just we've had so much impact on the environment. I think it's really starting to take effect on the people now, and I think if we don't start changing, then I think it'll just create a bigger impact in the future, and I think it's just good to do it now before it gets worse.
And for you, Bridget, thinking about the big issues that you'd like to see debated at this year's election, what are they for you?
I definitely have the same idea of just, like, climate change, like, really putting stuff in place to actually, like, have a big effect on that, because I think that a lot of people have been thinking about it for a long time, but there's not much that's actually been done to, like, change it, but yeah.
Yeah, what would make the biggest difference for you, I suppose, or putting it another way, what would you really like one of the major political parties to propose or to argue for when thinking about climate change?
Probably more like open park spaces and like big tree plantings and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So really thinking about that abatement and carbon capture through the environment.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. And for you, Leah, what are the big issues for you that you'd like to see debated?
I would say the same, climate change, just the first thing that comes to my head. But we already know what we're doing wrong, so why wouldn't we change, and we have so many scientists trying to figure out all the new ways to improve, and so why wouldn't we take that opportunity to, you know, 100% renewable energy, like more recycling and everything, and it would just like make such an impact for everyone.
Year 12 students Bridget, Leah and Mia talking with Evan Wallace about their hopes for this year's federal election as part of the Wire's coverage of individual electorates at this year's federal election.